Welcome to the original Freemasons podcast, broadcasting from Waterbury, Connecticut, USA. Follow us on your favorite podcast app or join us live on YouTube. And as always, leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
George, why are you wearing a Boogaloo Hawaiian shirt and a tactical vest?
I think the better question is, why are you not wearing a Boogaloo shirt and a tactical vest? Hello, welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
Worshipful Brother Joe.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
Already in the comments, what did he say?
Glad to see the shenanigans pistol whip reference on Instagram. Love the Vermont home of the Super Troopers.
Yes.
You look like a deranged crossing guard.
Yeah.
Like safety patrol gone wrong.
Walmart greeter pissed off at his job.
Get your shit and get up!
Right? Show me all receipts.
I like the...
Give me all the receipts.
Show me the receipts.
Where is the papers?
And I like the whole like John Cena thing going on. Can't see you, camouflage.
Yeah, I blend right into the seat. Not because of the camo on the vest.
Because I'm little.
Is that desert digi? Is that what that is, or this urban is, digi or something?
This is called ACU.
ACU.
ECU. Yes.
I see you.
I was gonna go ACLU, but that gets us off at a whole different tangent.
Anyway, today, episode 262, Ghosts in the Machine. We're going to be talking about the band Ghost. The lead singer, as we have come to find out, is...
He's got some big Swedish name, right?
No, it's actually not. It's actually a badass name. I wish I had that name. You know what? This is going to be my new freaking name on Call of Duty. Tobias Forge.
That's his real name?
What it says, Tobias Forge.
That's pretty cool. Oh yeah, you're right.
Tobias Forge.
I'm gonna call you Toby.
Don't.
You're Toby.
I know where you're going. Don't do it. Yeah, Tobias Forge. That's a badass name. Could you imagine having a name like that?
No.
I would.
I've only had the name that I've always had.
Kenny.
I kind of like it.
Makes one
solid.
Makes one of us.
Okay.
Try having a name like George.
What? It's a pretty common name.
You should change it to something fancy like Gorg. Drop the E. Drop the E's and just make it.
You know what everybody does?
Georgington. George,
it's either Jorge or they give me
hip
the,
hip.
There you go. Or they give me the Jorge Posada freaking hip Jorge hip Jorge.
Or Georgie.
Or Georgie.
Anybody ever call you Georgie?
Oh, when I was a kid, it was Georgie all the time. Yeah. Because, again, my father's name was George. So
you got to draw a distinction. My dad's name was Ken, too, so I was Kenny.
Kenny.
And I'm like, I fucking hate that name.
I still call you Kenny.
My father's name is also Joe. I'm a junior, and in my family, I'm Little Joey. But I'm the biggest dude in the family. That's why it's funny.
Little Joey.
Yeah, that's my grandmother.
Little Joey.
At least I didn't call you Junior.
And my dad is Big Joey. But I'm bigger than him, so.
You got to make a distinction, though. But now, see, I've already passed that Georgie down to my son. So he's now Georgie. I'm George. But he gets pissed off about it, too. Who the fuck did you call me Georgie?
That's how it works. Someday he'll just be George, but not today.
Yep. When I'm filled full of popcorn kernels and...
And going for the young I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
All right, it's going to be a fun funeral.
Let's talk about this. So, Ken, are you able to bring up the... I don't know. We could play the music videos and stuff, right? Everybody does reaction videos all the time.
I mean, we do if we're like...
whatever.
You know, do we have to talk
over it? Or like, what are the rules?
What we'll do is we'll pause it.
Down.
We'll pause it.
And we'll do commentary.
Every whatever. We'll, yeah, like, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds or so, we'll do a commentary of the lyrics. And we'll actually read back the lyrics, too. So when we pick a song, I think we should start right off the right off rip with the most obvious one. What do you think, Joe?
The square hammer.
The square hammer. I think that one's pretty...
It's what they call my privates.
That was my nickname in college.
Why is it square, though?
I don't know. It's so the girth, I guess.
Oh, God.
It's as wide as it is long. I don't know. No, Jesus, too much, too early.
What the hell's SEO?
We now pause for a message from our sponsors.
That's not playing over the podcast, though, was it?
No, because I don't have desktop audio on. I was waiting for the ad to go by. I heard something else, though, some like noise in the background. I have no idea what it was.
That was my square hammer.
It's the puppet.
That wasn't in the monitor, though, because I'm not wearing monitors. It was like outside somebody's suspension giving out or something.
Maybe. We are in Waterbury.
It does happen.
Could be a gunshot, too.
Oh, I could skip the...
Now the Boogaloo shirt and vest make sense, don't they?
The song has a very Munsters-esque type vibe to it as well.
You tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So stick it up in the corner. Are you going to put the video
stick
up?
Stick it up your corner.
I can't put the video without like changing a bunch of stuff, but I can broadcast the audio.
It's broadcast the audio.
We're not going to get...
They can go on at home and follow along.
Dinged on YouTube or something.
No, because other people do reaction videos to new songs all the time and it never gets booted. Yes. So put it up.
All right.
I want to see the video, too.
It's my show. Do what I say.
We're really going to do this Papa George shit, aren't we?
We could. Hey, it could happen at any time. Yes.
I got audio in my head. All right. Let's see the lyrics.
Sang a little deeper. Registers a little high for my ears. So here comes the chorus where it really kicks into some Masonic thing pretty blatant.
Are you on the square?
Yeah.
Are you on the level?
Come on.
Awesome.
So we should probably pause.
Yep, pause it. Ah, for Christ's sake.
There.
So the main chorus is, are you on the square, Are you on the level?
So far, clearly Masonic. Masonic. Yes, yes.
So I just want to preface by saying that, let's start with music in general, okay? Music hijacks different themes, all right?
Sure.
Like, for instance, you had Junior Mafia, you had Little Gotti, Little Caesar, you had...
Don't forget Wu-Tang Clan.
What? Well, I mean, you also got Jay-Z throwing out the Illuminati Diamond with Beyonce and Kanye and all this stuff. It doesn't mean that these fucking people are what they... What they're portraying.
Yeah,
right?
Wu-Tang Clan weren't a bunch of ninjas, right?
What do you mean? What?
I mean, they appropriated that whole culture, but they were not, like, they don't speak for, you know,
right.
The Jeet Kune Do, whatever, foundation.
Busta Rhymes.
Although, if I may stop you, Dave Chappelle did do a race draft, and they were chosen.
By the Asians.
By the Asians. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Just want to throw that out.
But Busta Rhymes does kind of look like Shownuff from The Last Dragon.
Mm.
You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
80s movie.
Fair point. Yes.
Yeah. Put him in, like, that karate gear. That's him.
So, my point is that this next line that we're about to read has a Masonic reference, but they put the devil in it. Now, it doesn't mean that people who put demonic stuff in their songs. They're actually worshiping the devil. I need to be clear about that because the next line reads...
It also does not mean that that has anything to do with Freemasonry.
Correct. They're taking some creative license with it and making it more sensational. Yep.
So it says, are you ready to swear right here, right now, before the devil?
He could be referring to himself as the devil, too, right? Like, swear before me kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, so you could interpret it a million different ways, but we don't say that in Freemasonry.
No.
So my point being is we're not as Masons swearing on an oath to the devil. That's not true. This could be, I mean, if he would have said swearing to God right now, well, now you've just changed your whole category of you are now Christian rock. Congratulations. You've joined Creed and Evanescence.
And Striper. Don't forget Striper.
Striper. Yeah. So anyway, he's, and again, their whole motif is the dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Godsmack originally was just Godsmack, right? They were just the band Godsmack. It wasn't until the song that, well, their first album, they had the song Voodoo that everybody heard, and they got tied to witchcraft and that whole thing, right? Yep. So basically, they did an interview with the lead singer of Godsmack, and they're like, you understand that, like, you're tied to witchcraft? He's like, okay, whatever sells. Basically, all right, cool, that's my niche. I'm running with it. That's kind of what Ghosts is, right? So, obviously, they're going to throw that in there as well.
Yeah.
It's their niche, right?
He paints himself all,
I know, go ahead, Trash Panda. I know.
I was going to say that. I was building up.
Did it for the Dance Macabre song. We've actually played Ghost before, and actually there's a Masonic reference in that song, too. But anyway, continue
and
on.
And all of his guys have, like, the eyes wide open, like, devil masks on and stuff, so it's like...
But
that's,
so does
that's
Slipknot,
the theme.
And Corey Taylor's not fucking demonic.
This has always been their theme. This is, like...
It's a gimmick.
Yeah. It's a gimmick, right?
It's like
it's a
Kiss
gimmick.
With the makeup and the boots and the leather.
It's Daft like Kane from WWE. Dudes. The guy isn't the freaking...
Wait, what do you mean?
What?
What do you mean?
Kane?
Yeah.
He's the fucking mayor in Knoxville. He's not...
How'd they let that happen? He's a psychotic maniac.
Yeah.
Forged from the fire.
Yes.
How is he a mayor? Oh, but then there's Marion Barry. But anyway...
You guys got anything else on that? You want to add to that chorus there? Are you on the square? Are you in the level? Are you?
No, I think
right
it's pretty pretty clear cut.
Okay. All right. Fire.
There is just we're gonna continue with the video. Okay.
I do like the video.
Oh, hey! While we're on,
got a great theater that man. You want to go there? It's the captain's bars looking.
All right. You'll have to rewind that for a quick second. Yeah. But that's what I was going to say. Again, we're not playing the video we're just doing the audio on YouTube. We're not doing the video. But I just want to say, if you guys, Joe, Ken, notice anything Masonic in the video, I mean, Apathy, his song Grand Leveler, was filmed in a fucking Masonic lodge.
Yeah, there was nothing not Haven. Masonic about
there
it.
There was nothing not Masonic about it. So if you guys notice anything, point it out.
Well, I just mentioned that they're all sitting in a theater watching this, which is anybody that's been through Scottish Rite. You sit through a theater and you watch a play that teaches a lesson of morality, but you are sitting in the audience watching it versus some of the other degrees of the other bodies you're actively involved in. So that's all.
Rewind a bit.
Let it ride.
Well, let's just cover the first lyric here. Hiding from the light, sacrificing nothing. That was the first two lyrics we missed. Go ahead.
Okay. That doesn't sound very Masonic.
No, but the next line is Steve Saxton on like my Facebook feed every day, 10 times a day.
Yes, he does.
Welcome, dearest brother. Oh, so let's pause it there.
All right. So those lyrics were hiding from the light, sacrificing nothing. Yeah, we don't sacrifice anybody. But I don't think that's what he meant. No. But still you can call on me for entrance to the shrine.
Saxton.
Steve Saxton. Pyramid Shrine Owners.
Shout out to the Drifters. Yeah.
Hammering the nails into a sacred coffin. Again, if you're referencing the third degree, yeah, there you have it. You call on me for powers clandestine.
He's a clandy, all right.
Clandy?
No, he's not.
But there's in the video right now, there's you know, what flashed up on the screen was my dearest brother.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there's a picture of a coffin, which, like you said, if you look at the trestle board from the third degree.
Ken, rewind the video real quick, because there was something else after he wrote that.
But, you know, the coffin is a big symbol in the third degree.
Here our father takes his final rest is the other titling that shows up in the video here.
Here our father takes his final rest.
Welcome, dearest brother. Here our father takes his final rest.
All right.
Alluding to the coffin, I assume.
Yeah, so it could that potentially be a...
Hiram, father of masonry?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go. Yeah. Grandmaster Hiram Biff, father of Freemasonry.
All right. Run it!
So, pause it here real quick. The square hammer may be a little bit of a stretch here, but is somewhat reminiscent of a gavel, the one that he's holding.
It was that in the setting mall, I was thinking.
Yeah, which, you know, you'd hate to get hit in the head with or something because that would hurt. But there is perhaps something there.
Yeah, in the video, it looks like a squared-off hammer. It's like a block, like a Thor's hammer kind of
deal. It looks like a tenderizer I made in middle school metal shop.
Yeah,
I don't know what your common gavel looks like, but Morningstar's was square.
Yeah, you guys have a square one.
Yeah,
we had a square one.
Yeah, so...
So, I mean, and that one's from whatever the fuck year that was from, 1814 or so.
Ask Messner. Well, never mind, don't ask Messner.
1894, whatever, way back in the 1800s. We'll just go in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how old the Morningstar's common gavel was.
And it is a squared off
hammer. And it is a squared off hammer.
Yeah.
That we call the common gavel.
Is that one of the gavels that you use, that one of the wardens or the master uses? Or are you talking the one that you use as a working tool?
Working tool.
Okay.
So now my question is, you know, masonry is obviously older over in Europe. Mm-hmm. He's from Scandinavia, right? So my question would be, do they still, there's certain things that European masonry still recognizes that modern American Freemasonry doesn't, right?
Right, right.
Like the rosettes, they wear the rosettes on their aprons and stuff. Like that was kind of an ancient thing that they still use. So my question is, I wonder if their common gavels over there in Scandinavia are in fact, square hammer.
Maybe.
He's actually Swedish, which, yeah, I guess that's kind of Scandinavian because he's from that whole Scandinavia.
Didn't I Northern say Europe Swedish area? Before and I got crapped on for saying Swedish?
Saying that he was Swedish?
Yeah.
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 He did.
Who's crapped on him?
You did. I did. What, has he got some kind of Swedish name? You're like, no!
He's, according to his profile on Wikipedia. Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
I think he's Swedish. Dementia because I don't remember any of this shit.
Mm.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Am I going to have to give you a cognitive assessment after
if
this
we have recording? It on video, like, we could.
I believe you.
I forgive you.
I think we did the tactical vest.
Remember that
too.
Time?
I told you that before.
Like having a Biden moment.
Remember that time that the reporter threw the shoe at George Bush?
And yes,
I
do.
That's what I'm going to do to you right now.
That would be hilarious.
Those aren't shoes. Those are flip-flops.
Hey,
that would be gross.
They're not flip-flops.
Those are Jerusalem cruisers.
Jerusalem cruisers?
Jesus joggers? Wait,
what?
I like Where do that. You even I like come Jesus joggers. Stuff? I like that. I'm going to use that. Thank you. All right, back to the video.
Continue.
Back to the videotape. Warner Woman.
I'm trying to watch the video. See if
it's theatrics.
And I think we're from... At their point, the lyrics, I think, just repeat, but there might be something, like you said, in the video.
It's the, like,
yeah. No, it's a good one. Actually, we have another song.
I'm just trying to find some Masonic references in this video.
Yeah, it's very kind of Bela Lugosi-esque.
Herman Monty actress.
What the hell is that? It says I'm on the street. See, in the video now, he's wearing like a Pope costume. Right.
Yeah. So that's where you went wrong. You should have got yourself a Pope hat. If you dress up as him again, you need a Pope hat.
True.
He's like, F this, I'm out.
Alright. What does that say? Something grand?
The theater?
The theater, yeah. I'm just wondering if that word had anything to do with the name of the theater had any kind of reference.
I'll have to rewind.
Just click on it and pause it.
Meliora?
Like, yeah, Meliora Grand.
Meliora?
Let's find out what the word Meliora means, because that's clearly
Swedish. It could just be some theater in Sweden or something.
How do you... I can't even see you. Meliora?
M-E-L.
Yep.
I-O-R.
Yep.
A. Meliora Grand.
Isn't that like skin cancer or something?
Better.
Melanoma. Oh, okay. Yes.
Better.
But I like where your head's at.
Meliora, pronounced Meliora, very important, is a Latin adjective meaning...
I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
Better. No, that's right there. Okay. That's actually what Google Translate did. It's not me. Mm-hmm. Or noun meaning better things, always better, or for the pursuit of better. Word is most famously used in Ovid's Metamorphoses.
I don't remember how that's... But yes. Okay. Meliora Grand. So the name of this theater is just...
Better Grand.
Better Things Grand.
Maybe it's a reference to the Grand Lodge.
Could be.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or Freemasons making good men better.
It says the pursuit of the better. Yeah. And that's what Masons
do. That's what we do. That's the whole point of Freemasonry.
I found something.
All right. That might be a reference. It's a stretch.
But... Even a broken clock's right twice.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Give me another song, Joe.
Another one from them, or you want to pull a different band?
Let's continue with them, and then we'll pull a different band.
All right, so let me see. Because
I know we were talking about Tool references, too.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Let me just see. I know.
We'll definitely get demonetized for that.
No.
Let's see. I'm going back and see what other songs.
Let them demonetize me. I don't give a shit. Fighting the power.
We're not monetized anyway. Nobody cares about paying us.
I'm wearing the vest. I'm fighting the power today.
Yeah.
So let's... I don't know that this song has lyrics in it, so let me...
Why don't you put up Dance Macabre? That one I know.
That's another ghost tune, right?
Yeah, and it's literally one line in it, but... But I'll read the lyric, and I'll tell you where it pops up. And again, this song, the video is pretty badass, but, hold on.
And then the next song that I'll pull up, I could shoehorn it into something Masonic, but I just really like the song, so we'll play
it. Is it the
one.
Little People song? You're going to play the Little People
song? No, it's another ghost song.
It's been a while since we played it.
We're going to Masonically link this to George, because he's a little person.
It's called Little Sunshine, but I love the freaking song. But we'll get to that after this. That's the year Dance Macabre.
Dance Macabre.
One Night in Transylvania, L.A. Huh? See how they did that?
Oh, that's very clever.
Clever. So,
was that you squealing in the background? Ned Beatty style?
Stub my toe. So you got two jerk-offs.
This is the place, man.
Greasers.
I'm not sure, man.
Walking up to an abandoned house, I'm assuming.
Party!
Time to party.
Oh, party wolf.
Uh-oh.
Party wolf.
Ow, ow!
Can I help you?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah, we're here for
it's
the
a goth
party.
Who answers the door. Yeah, we're here for the party, man.
Yeah, if
he's
somebody...
All creepy.
Yeah.
What party?
You
like to party?
Party. You know,
The party? I mean, I'm looking right at a party.
So this guy who's walking out the door is being a dick right now. He's like, you know the fucking party, man. Let
disco
me in, bro.
Chess. They're clearly Swedes.
Let me in, bro.
Oh, right. You mean this party?
That was creepy as fuck. I'm like, yeah, never mind.
You. We've like been expecting you.
Rejected extra from The Lost Boys or something. The original, not whatever remake just came out.
I've not seen any Masonic references yet here. It's just two dudes walking into a creepy party that they're not having a party. There were three knocks on the door. Don't know if that's actually a reference to it, but let's get into the lyrics here now.
Did they knock three times?
They did knock three times. I mean, it's a
common
stretch.
Common way to knock,
common way to knock.
The disco chicks to which they were referring also appeared to be goth.
I'm in love.
You like goth girls, huh? That's like a thing. It's like a trope now. Everybody wants a goth girl for some reason.
Not me.
Everybody else on TikTok does.
I want one that's fucking mentally stable. Can we go with that?
You're not going to find one.
Are you sure that's TikTok you're watching, Ken?
I don't know. That might be Facebook.
Is that Lady Gaga?
No.
Same eye makeup, but no.
She's not wearing a meat suit either.
Correct.
All right.
Like
after this, not
Plague
yet.
Plague Doctor. Yeah.
I want one of those.
Yeah, for no reason other than nickel.
Right after this. Pause. All right, so we're just going to go over the lyrics real quick. We'll see if we can pull any Masonic references out of here. There is one Masonic reference in here, but it's much later in the song. Soon you'll be hearing the chime close to midnight. If I could turn back the time, I'd make all right. How could it end like this? There's a sting in the way you kiss me. Something within your eyes said it could be the last time before it's over.
Yeah. Okay.
So
nothing Masonic that I can
two ways to be looking at this. I'm going to break down the song. And again, this is just strictly my opinion. I don't know, and I don't know who Mr. Tobias is. So I'll have to, if we ever get a chance
to... We have very vague information
on
Mr. Tobias.
If we ever get a chance to interview him, I'll ask him what it means. Yeah. But two ways to look at this. She'll be hearing the chime close to midnight. If I could turn back the time, I'd make all right. We could be referencing death, right?
Yep, yep.
When you hear the midnight chime, it usually means you're going tits up. How could it end like this? There's a sting in the way you kiss me. Something within your eyes said it could be the last time. So it could be the sting of death, right? Kiss of death. Sting.
Sure.
Right? All right. That's what I'm going with. The next lyrics, and then we'll play it, is just wanna be with you in the moonlight. Not be with you.
Bewitch, yes.
But if you listen to it, it sounds like be with. Okay. Just wanna be with you in the moonlight is what it sounds like, but it's bewitch.
That's what the lyrics say.
And then it repeats
here, yeah.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Okay.
I like the
80s. Yeah.
Not for nothing, this song does sound like it should be like circa 1989.
Well, right? Those Swedes are still into that whole techno.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, the guy was dressed like a greaser. They're into like 50s rock culture.
Like Johnny Depp from Crybaby.
Cool.
So she must be like the angel of death, right? He's dancing with the devil or dancing with death, right? Because what happens, he ends up kissing her, and then his face turns into the trash panda, and he's dead.
Oh, so is that Tobias there without makeup on?
This is like his origin story.
Oh, there you go, Ken. I like that.
Maybe.
Every hero.
I've never seen what this dude looks like, so I couldn't tell you what's him.
There's a picture of him on his wiki. I don't know if that's the same guy. It might be. That's what he looks like. He's got like a...
Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
That's him then, yeah. See? Now he's...
Yeah, so now he's
transforming.
This is an origin story, Ken. Good call out by him.
He's dead, right? He's in the light.
Right now, yeah, he's wearing white.
He's wearing white.
He's got like a vampire.
And then comes out, I don't know, what the fuck?
Goat man.
Oh, boom, there it is. And there's the face, right? He's got the dance macabre face. There's the goat.
Goat man is pretty cool.
Pause it.
Hold on. I just saw that was...
To the goat.
Nah. Did you see what she just did to him?
What'd she do?
She hit him right square in the head.
and he like fell back.
Really?
Yeah. And now he's dead.
Ah, yeah. We dipped in dog shit.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
All right. Yeah. So now he's dead. All right.
You only see that in the video, but yeah, it was very
like smack right between the eyes.
Yeah.
And then
that was the one that slew him.
The death makeup.
I also wonder when he was a Mason. Was he a Mason before all this shit came out?
I don't know. I can check the profile shot that our brother Garrett sent.
Look it up on Amity. It's got to be on Amity.
By the way, speaking of Amity.
The information that I have only says that he's a member, not when he was made a member.
Remember Joe Grabowski that came in and talked to us on air? He's now like a full-on priest.
Good for him.
He's renounced Freemason. Remember he talked about his girlfriend and their family giving him a hard time about it?
Yep.
Well, apparently he's completely renounced Freemasonry. He is in the seminary.
Hey, listen, man.
Whatever works for you, man.
Yeah, you got to follow your own path.
I was just surprised when Brother Danny Collins and I were talking about him the other day.
How do you renounce it, though? Right?
Well, I guess in his mind, you can.
You know what I mean?
Because like, once taken, can never be.
I mean, what do? You go to your Grey Lodge bed and go, "Hey, fuck you!" Like, I mean, that's probably not.
No, there is a process for it. There's like a form and everything. There's like a procedure for renouncing your Masonic affiliation.
We have forms.
Yeah.
To renounce.
Yeah.
But what like happened to can never be repudiated or laid aside?
That's why the Grand Lodge has to assent to it, basically. But yeah, you can renounce your membership, your affiliation, Freemasonry. Just like there's also a process for renouncing your affiliation with any clandestine lodge.
Yes, that I knew there was a process. I've known brothers.
That I know is a process because clandies, we don't like clandies. Clandies are bad.
And some people, unfortunately, join clandestine lodges without knowing.
Yeah. And those oaths can be apparently repudiated and laid aside.
Yeah, because
by filling out a form.
Rob Van Hollen, we are going to do that one next.
A miracle
See the light.
Of red tape.
That's actually the song that I put on Instagram.
What's that? Is that Ghost?
See the Light Ghost. Yeah, that's another
song. I also want to do Little Sunshine.
Okay. All right. Let's read some of these comments before we get back into this.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to the board.
Morning, brothers. Matt Gold Schwizzle. Never mind.
Gold Schwizzle.
Sounds
like an Austin Powers villain.
Yep.
I'm Gold Schwizzle. Oh, boy. Somewhere somebody's dancing to that song right now.
Jerusalem Cruisers is gold.
I like, would you call them Jesus Runners?
Jesus Joggers.
Joggers.
Jerusalem like Cruisers that. Is still my favorite, though.
Yeah, I don't know where that from.
Let's see here. What's going on from Wisconsin? I can't read that, can
you? Okay, so he's saying
Fond du Lac?
Yeah, so our brother Volcana here is saying, apparently there's a cartoon that came out a few years ago called Gravity Falls.
Oh, yes.
And one of the characters is a Shriner. Grunkle Stan.
Yeah.
Really?
Grunkle Stan is a Shriner, and they like...
He wears the fez.
And they change it like midway through the first season or so, because like, it looks a lot more like a Shrine fez, and they change like the emblem on it to make it not as Shrinish. But he talks like in one of the episodes, he's like, they're going fishing or something like that. They're doing like a family fishing trip, and he's taking his niece and nephew out on the lake, and he's like, you know, I need you guys to go with me because the guys at the lodge neither like nor trust me.
Right.
So they won't go fishing with me. Oh, so yeah, there's a lot of Masonic references.
So he's Messner in essence.
Yeah, very much.
He's a little Messner.
Old man Messner.
Joseph Schultz.
Joseph Schultz.
It looks like George's trash panda costume from a couple of
years
ago.
That's exactly
where I pulled it from.
Shocker.
That's where I pulled it from. Because so what happened was I wanted to do a whole Halloween episode. Let me tell you where the trash panda came from. It's freaking hilarious now, and it's fine if I get called Trash Panda, which I think it's hilarious.
It happens frequently.
Actually, looked like a fucking panda on that episode. It was hilarious. But so I was we were looking up an episode to do about Halloween and Freemasonry and all that stuff, and I came up with the whole Dance Macabre thing. And there's actually a classical song called Dance Macabre. Well, I wanted to go look into who the composer was and see if he was a Freemason and you know, try to make some sort
draw
of
a link. Yep.
And I ended up getting Ghost Dance Macabre, and boom, that's the song.
And then you went down a rabbit hole.
And then I went down the rabbit hole of turning into a trash panda.
Yep.
What is that bottom one say?
Griff Gourd asks, what's the difference between renounce and demit? So when you demit, at least in the grand jurisdiction of Connecticut, if you demit from a lodge, you're still a Mason at large. So you're still a Freemason in essence. You just don't, if you don't join another lodge, you're not a, you're in good standing with any lodge. So you're a Mason at large. That doesn't mean you renounced your membership in Freemasonry. You still took your 3 degrees. If you pay your back dues or whatever, or join some other lodge, you're a Master Mason at that point. You were always a Master Mason. If you renounce your membership, you're no longer a Mason. If you ever decided to come back, you have to go through the 3 degrees, I guess. Although I don't know that too many people that renounce have ever decided to come back. But renouncing basically means your obligations are no longer binding to you because you're no longer a Mason.
Yeah. Right.
Which seems really weird to me that you can even do that given the importance of the obligations.
Well,
you
know
what
shitbags do is they renounce and then they write a book about the secrets of Freemasonry.
That has happened.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Fuckers.
Yeah. But
all right, I'm done.
The implications of it notwithstanding, that's the difference there.
Let's go a little sunshine next, and then we'll finish up.
Well, let's finish this one. So,
this one. Okay, yeah, we're still having.
So we're at the point where he's taking the blow to the face here.
Yeah, and now he's dead. And now he sees everything.
Now he sees the magical ghost.
Flash dancers.
Yeah, they're still there.
Surprised they don't have leg warmers on. It's like solid gold, circa 1982.
But yeah, I think we missed it. But anyway, in the main lyrics of the second stanza of the chorus, he says, "Just want to be with you in the moonlight. I want to be with you all night." And then he says, "I want to be with you one last time in the ancient rite."
Oh,
okay.
But it slipped in there where it's not slipped in there before.
He wants to get her in the ancient rite. We know what that means.
But it's funny that it's funny though.
The back of a Volkswagen.
When he says just
he wants your sanctum sanctorum.
Holy of holies.
Holy of holies.
Literally.
Jesus Christ. But it's funny though that we found that reference where she pops him in the head and he dies.
And then he references
because
the ancient rite.
That's right where he says one last time in the ancient rite.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep.
Definitely he's
definitely
slipping in,
he's
and
slipping
it's subtle
in there.
Too.
It's subtle, right? Subtle. It's a sluttle, sluttle,
sluttle,
sluttle.
Huh?
Holy of holies!
Is that like a little slut?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I have Freudian slip, and Joe's gonna capitalize.
No, there's nothing Freudian
be
about
my
it.
Little sluttle.
You leave Freud out of this.
George is my little sluttle. It sounds like a dirty candy.
Taste the rainbow.
Oh, God.
Oh, what the hell? All right.
You're not even drinking.
I know, right?
What's the next one? Jesus.
Go a little
Christ.
Sunshine.
You want me to switch songs?
Yes.
Okay. This is a ghost tune?
Yes.
Little
one
sunshine.
Of my favorite.
And then there's the other one, too. We'll reference one more, and then because we still got a half hour to go. Jesus Christ. We still got a half hour to go.
We've been at it a half hour already.
Oh, yeah, we got 20 minutes. That's fine.
What I wanted to do was. That's
all right. Like, well, you guys are doing
is
that.
Is it Call Me Little Sunshine?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Losing this vest because I'm starting to get titty sweat.
Getting a little sweaty?
Yeah.
Mountain Dew?
Oh, son of a bitch.
I love this freaking song, by the way.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. While you're disrobing, I'll start the music.
Yeah, disrobe, you little slut.
Now, I have not seen the video of this, but it looks like some kind of alchemical thing going on there.
Almost like a chamber of reflection.
Alright, I'm back. Let's take a sweat.
once we get past the chorus, we can pause. We'll get there. Pause it right there. Go ahead and give me your comments.
So, call out in the middle of the night for when else would I hear you? Fall out in the cold starlight. I can save you if you do. I will never. You will never walk alone. You could always reach me. I mean, that could be a Masonic Brotherhood reference right there in itself. I mean,
well,
it's
here's
vague. You'll never walk alone. Yeah.
Here's where I'm going, and it'll come more into additional. When we get into other verses, I believe this is a reference to Venus.
Oh, the morning star.
You're what?
The Venus, it's see it. It's often what people think it might be the brightest star in the middle of the night, but it's actually the planet.
All right.
It's reflecting the sunlight, which so it's the little sunshine.
Yeah.
Little it's sunshine. Also, all right. And then when we get into the next verse, you'll see it's kind of a little bit of opposite, but you'll never walk alone. You can always reach me. Venus is almost always visible.
What is this word right here?
Hemisphere.
And then what, Mephistopheles?
Yes.
So that's a reference to the devil. Or Lucifer.
Wait, what?
The light bearer. Also the morning star.
Yeah.
So you have
Mephistopheles. Isn't that Greek?
It's another name
for
the devil.
It's an allusion to the devil, yeah.
But so
I did not know that.
So is Lucifer, the light bearer. Again, little sunshine. It's bringing light. It's the next brightest thing in the sky next to the sun.
Okay.
Most nights. So yeah, let's continue.
Oh, it's a German pronunciation. I thought it was Greek. It's German. Mephistopheles.
Pause it after this. So now we're light up in the middle of the day.
Right.
So Venus is also visible
during the day.
During the day.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the few things up in the sky that you can see during the day.
Again, for how else could you see me?
Boeing planes.
But then here's the other piece. Ease up to the hunter from the prey.
Is that an Orion?
It is absolutely an allusion to the legend of Orion and Venus. Because while Orion was sleeping in this cave, Venus seduced him. Which, craziness, was his sister, but he didn't know. And then once...
So he's from the South.
His
I'm
father...
I'm sorry
West
for
Virginia.
Anybody listening.
No, he's from Greece, you know.
But so. Then once he was...
I meant like self...
Once the father found out, he was banished. But there's a definite correlation and connection between Venus and Orion, the hunter, where she turned the hunter into the prey.
Yep.
So
and Lucifer.
Yes.
Because that's what they're into.
Yep. And then the last line in that is, and transform indefinitely.
Ah. All right. So it's a astrological reference is what you think this song's all about, though.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Specifically to Venus.
To Venus.
Mythology. Yeah.
Which is evening star, morning star.
Yep.
Wow.
And it's, like I said, it's the little sunshine. It's
little sunshine.
And play the rest of the song, because I just love
this. Yeah, it's a good tune.
Yep. Play. You can always reach me.
You will never ever walk alone. But there are some, like when you talk about the brotherhood piece, so you can always call me, you can always reach me, you'll never be alone.
You'll never walk alone.
Right.
It's something that we talk about in our ritual, that you will never be alone, you'll always have a brother to follow.
Follow your guide. Don't fear. Yeah.
Video is a great show.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's kind of like his MO, right?
It's kind of like it's got to be creepy. You will never walk alone. You pander to your audience. You can always reach me. You will never ever walk alone. You will never walk
train.
Bringing light. It's bringing the coal, the fire. I don't know.
You know what I mean? The train. What's that all about?
Steamboat.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I can say random things too.
No, I'm not saying random things. I'm trying to like pick references. I'm trying to.
You're talking about.
I don't know what the illusion of the train part is.
Let's put it this way. So this is all I'm saying about his videos. Everything seems that I've seen so far has some sort of a purpose or a reference.
Yeah. And look at the, right there at the end of the video, the light that was shining through was in her womb.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
But you know what I mean? Like, everything in his videos have a reference. So when I see a train car or a steamboat, I'm wondering what the hell that means. I want to see. Oh, let's go through comments quickly while we have it.
Yep.
Joseph Schultz, did you guys check out Square Hammer? First one we did. Did you guys ever do a Demolay episode? We did.
I think we talked about, I don't know if the entire episode was themed. No. I think we talked about like Masonic youth organizations and we did a bit on Demolay.
English Hartford, Georgia. Yeah. Fraternal greetings from Idaho Falls, Indiana. Hey.
No, ID is not Indiana.
I can't see. Ken. It's okay. Too far away.
It's ID.
Idaho.
Idaho. What did I say? Indiana? Idaho. Indiana is IN.
So he's in Gravity Falls country. Oh, no. Gravity Falls was supposedly in like the Pacific Northwest, I think. Never mind.
All right. Like, so let's go see the light.
Okay.
Lyrics of See the Light.
Yngwie Malmsteen?
No. Ghost.
I'll see the light tonight.
This one's got
another sign. Famous Swede. You guys do know Yngwie Malmsteen, right?
Oh, shit.
No.
No?
No.
80s metal guitar god?
Universal Music. Where's the official music video? This should be it.
See the Light Ghost. That's it. My band. Commercials. Like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
Yeah.
F State Farm.
Avoid mayhem. Boop, boop, boop. Okay.
You get the
ready to go.
Tonight here. A job for State Farm, Joe?
No, they're one of our biggest competitors. So I piss on State Farm.
Can I play the
go? Yes. So we're
just bantering.
Many a sin I have witnessed, and in many indeed I have been.
Feels like an opening
many
sequence to the
light. Many a rat I befriended,
kind of Disney movie.
And so many a thorn stood between. But of all of the demons I've known, none could compare to you.
Song works like
every day that you feed me with hate, I grow stronger.
After the main chorus, we'll pause. And I'll tell you what I think. After
evening.
Oh, it's like communion.
All right, pause. All right, so many a sin I've witnessed, and in many indeed I have been, many a rat I've befriended, and so many a thorn stood between, but of all the demons I've known, none could compare to you. Every day that you feed me with hate, I grow stronger. Every day that you feed me with hate, I grow stronger. Drink me, eat me, then you'll see the light. No, that to me right there is 100% a reference to taking the Eucharist.
Yeah.
In church. 100%.
I see it now, being sung from the viewpoint of the priest.
I see it being
if
sung.
If I said all these things to my wife, I'd be in serious trouble. They must have a different relationship.
So I'm looking at it from the point of a person being tempted by the devil, because he says many have seen. In other words, every day that you feed me with hate, I grow stronger. In other words, he's trying to rise above it. And then when he eats and drinks the Eucharist, he sees the light.
Okay.
That's the way I'm perceiving it. Again, I'm just a fucking idiot behind a mic. But it's, to me, it's almost like he's doing the duality here, right? It's like the devil's tempting him. Every time you feed me with hate, I grow stronger. I grow above it. And then when you drink and eat me at the Eucharist, I see the light.
So you're saying it's a good versus evil kind of.
Yeah, it's what I'm. It's a battle of duality right here. Is what I'm seeing.
Okay, I don't know these lyrics. I'm not familiar with them. So let's see.
I'm just going off of what I've never seen these lyrics either. Oh, you mean this? Okay.
Yeah, like the rest of them.
The rest of them. Okay, yeah. Continue.
Many.
All right, so he says, many a mind I have haunted, and in many a way I have been. So he's talking about, not only has he haunted people, but...
Hi, Brother Alex.
Fucking Waterbury. Many a mind I have haunted, and many a way I've been. So the way I'm perceiving that is, I've haunted people, but people have also haunted me.
Yeah.
It's that duality, right? I've been a good guy, but I've also been a bad guy. Often the one to have flaunted an image grotesque and obscene, but all these dark roads that I roam, none could compare to you. He's talking about the devil.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, maybe not.
What do you think?
I'm going to flip it on you a little bit.
All right.
So as you read through these, think about all of the lyrics that we just heard and read. From, if you had a distorted view
I do.
Of what the Pope represented.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
You're saying this as a first person from the as the Pope. Many sins have I witnessed, and in many indeed have I been. You know, okay. The whole cover up of the conspiracy.
Yep.
You know, and it's like somebody who's so far into that religion that they're kind of turning it into something worse than what it is.
Okay.
Because then it's drink me, eat me, then you'll see the light. So he's giving the Eucharist.
Yep.
You know, there's historically, the Catholic Church has certain groups that they tend to, I won't use the word hate, but not endorse.
Awesome.
And then, you know, then the other line, often the one to have flaunted an image grotesque and obscene. It doesn't have to be like something gory. It could be, you know, his garments and the way over the top robes, the red shoes. To some, those it's obscene, it's grotesque that somebody like has that. Somebody in the church is presenting that image,
okay,
and even flaunting it, as the lyrics say.
Yep.
That's
like, better.
It's like, hey, there's starving people in the world, but I've got on $100,000 pair of red shoes. That's obscene and grotesque to a lot of people. So
I get it.
You know. That so and like
speaking
that,
of the hubris and the hypocrisy.
Exactly.
So you're thinking.
And think of like, what was that group in Da Vinci Code? Opus Dei?
Opus Dei.
Yeah.
Like that kind of mentality.
Yeah, I got you.
Is, you know, and, you know, some people, you know, many minds have I haunted.
Okay.
So think about how the church and the Pope can get in somebody's head.
Fair enough.
So
fair
enough. That's how I'm reading into it.
Now, with that being said, and that's a good point, actually. I never even looked at it that way, so that's a good way of looking at it. Would you say that Freemasonry and Grand Lodge and all of its glitz and glamour is similar?
No.
Why?
Why? Because...
I'm not shitting on the Grand Lodge.
No.
But I'm asking for the viewpoint of, is he potentially talking about the upper echelon of Freemasonry? With their glitz and glam?
I don't think so.
And that's why it's kind of like the duality, because he's part of this organization, but he doesn't like the top end. If so, call me.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking the more drink me, eat me is a direct reference to the Eucharist. Yeah, so I'm thinking it's, and the fact that, you know, I'd like to think that nothing in our organization feeds anybody with hate. Like, there's really no, they might frustrate us and anger us at times, but.
Fair enough. I mean, they hated us, but.
Well,
no, they just strongly disliked us. I don't think they hated us.
Yeah, I don't think there was any hatred.
These guys running around drinking and swearing. Let's go to this table lodge.
No. I know what you're alluding to. I think, like, sometimes... Look,
Joe's face is priceless sometimes.
At the Grand Lodge level, sometimes there are... you know, obviously we have the semi-annual communication, right? And sometimes there are galas and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of pomp and circumstance. But it's like, you know, it's Masonic pomp and circumstance. It's not like
the AGM.
It's not like the Grandmaster like sees himself as like the Pope or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's never to that level. It's just,
listen, I'm 90% breaking balls here. I'm 90% breaking balls.
That means you're 10% serious.
Yeah,
I can do that math.
I see where you're going. I don't know that it really fits with the lyrics.
No, I was asking it from the viewpoint of him being the duality thing. Not like Joe's actually reference was spot on. I think he's actually more right than I am.
It's commenting on the church. Yeah,
I think he's more leaning toward the church and the Pope and looking at it from that point. Now that Joe has mentioned it and he explained it, I'm totally on board with that. I was also just trying to look at it from the duality sense of, is he talking about our own organization?
But really, he could be talking about any... large organization, because whenever you get into any large organization, there's always going to be an individual or group of individuals that takes it to a level that it was never meant to be at. That's just, you could probably find that in the Boy Scouts.
Politics.
So, politics, absolutely.
Sorry, I apologize. Let's go back over to you. Let's go back to our page real quick. I just want to see. We'll blast through these comments.
There were definitely
realistically,
a lot of comments.
The rest of the song is pretty much redundant. It's the same lyrics over and over again. But we start at where the G is. What's that say? Voldemort?
Volcano.
Volcano.
Voldemort. He's back.
And I'm assuming it's a brother because
yep,
he's got, the square and
somehow Palpatine has returned.
I was waiting for GG to lose their shit.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I'm baiting here. All right. I'm taking my master on the 20th. Any advice you would give me before him? Clean underwear. Always clean underwear.
Bring an extra Q-tip. You'd hate to have to borrow one.
Yeah. It's always solid advice.
Come on. It's disgusting when you have to share.
Yeah.
Like, it's
you not to do that. Yeah. Don't be that guy.
Oh, yeah, please don't. And if you do, go first.
Any, let's see here. What's the name?
Wes Legna.
Discussion over strategies or objectives to expand or grow masonry.
What kind of show do you think we run here? Christ, we don't give advice on stuff like that. Have you listened to the show?
Probably not.
No, I'm kidding, brother. Just giving you a hard time.
It's the whole reason why this podcast got started was to try to expand it.
Everybody gets into Freemasonry for different reasons. Whatever that reason was for you, talk to your brothers about it, and I'm sure you could expand your knowledge.
Find like-minded individuals. Yeah. You know, for instance...
and then crush the opposition.
Brother Alex DeFranzo, very into the esoteric side of things, got together with a couple brothers that enjoy that side of Freemasonry as well. Now there's a esoteric club that meets here.
Yeah,
on Sundays, right here in Harmony Lodge in the lovely Waterbury, Connecticut. Yeah. So just find it, you know, sometimes it's that charity piece. There's a lot of different things you can do. Find like-minded brothers, expand the group, get out there to your lodges in your district, tell them what you're doing. You'll just end up finding more like-minded people and grow.
Yep. And also follow what you join Freemasonry for. If you followed Freemasonry because you watched a History Channel episode about symbols in D.C., go to fucking D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Write a report. Bring it back to the lodge.
Yeah. Do a thing about it. You know, and then if you find other references in the dollar bill, do a whole damn thing in the dollar bill. Follow what you want to do. Don't just sit in lodge and just run through the motions of arguing over ham sandwiches and what we're going to have for lunch
green
next.
Green beans.
Green beans and freaking lemon chicken. Every fucking lodge sells does lemon chicken.
We too. I don't think we've ever done lemon chicken.
I've never even had green beans at a Masonic event. I haven't. Yeah. I think that's just a fallacy.
Yeah. Let's hear. Yeah. Also, congratulations on taking your on your MM on 13th.
One other quick thing I want to say to him is Masonry, like anything else that captures anybody's attention these days, is content-driven. You must have content. I sit amongst the three of us here, probably the top 100 secretaries in District 3 of all time.
asshole.
Nobody is coming to hear our secretaries report.
Nobody
right?
cares about
They're
them
coming for content.
Yeah. You're right.
Give them a reason to come. Leverage that Masonic education. That'll get people.
And on top of that,
content-driven meetings.
Let me add to that, Joe. We always change our content. We don't talk about the same shit over and over again. We do lyric breakdowns of songs. We do alternate universes. You got to keep
cast a wide net.
Yeah, yeah. You got to keep it fresh too, man. Don't do the same shit that the last master did last year. Don't give the same damn lecture in Lodge about, you know, polishing the chrome or, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
look, look he might need resistance.
As soon as I said polish the chrome, I thought Joe was. He went, and I went, oh fuck, here it comes.
Yeah, no, what I was gonna say was like, just look at what I've done with the been able to evolve my presentation of the middle chamber lecture over the years.
Right.
That
you also do tarot card. You also do other.
So there's a lot to bring in that. Yeah, you might. Is it everybody's cup of tea?
No.
Yeah,
you're gonna meet resistance every once in a while.
It's like.
You believe it or not, the highest watched one that we do is the Oak Island and the Knights Templar were the two highest ones.
Yeah.
We had like, I don't even know, 7,000, 8,000 listens on those alone. But, you know, I can't only talk about the Knights Templar and what's the other show?
Oak Island
for so I mean
Joe can't talk about it
Joe
at all.
Joe can't talk about it at all. He just gets pissed off.
See, now I'm getting angry.
You know what's funny though? Every time Oak Island comes on, I get a phone call from my father, and it's always a voicemail. You got to watch Oak Island tonight. They're digging up the treasure. And I'm like,
they're never digging up.
It's been 10 freaking years.
I'm like, all right,
maybe more.
I'm going to put it on, right? So I put it on. And literally,
can it be?
It's after the commercial, they go back to what they just covered prior to the commercial. So you're only getting a snippet.
Right? Oh, there's no generative content. It's just rehashed
it's like
and reworked.
Your high school career, you go, and then you got to go back halfway, do it again, and then go back halfway, do it again. It's like when you were in high school, George.
Right. Nice asshole. I graduated high school, first shot.
Right, 6 years.
Now. And look at you now.
You spend more time in high school than doctors do in medical school.
Oh, shit. I graduated on time. Let's see here. What is it? David Poole? Finally catching you guys live from Pennsylvania. Good morning, brothers. Good morning.
The Quaker State.
The Quaker State. Great state. Let's hear Bong James Bong. Good morning and God bless from Walmart.
Shout out to Walmart.
That's where I'm going with my tack vest after this.
I thought that. Now, I looked and thought that said Voldemort.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also far away, so it's like.
He who must not be named.
Shout out to
at Delaware.
Self-checkout.
Nice. Wow. I hate Walmart self-checkout, by the way. Theirs is the worst.
I try really hard to never enter a Walmart.
I go to Walmart. I hate self-checkout. You want to know why? Because computers are taking over people's jobs.
Well, yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't like to shop at those places. I like to go to Ace Hardware. Where
they it's not the first time you've been replaced by something electronic.
Sorry,
Ken. I didn't mean to speak over you, but I couldn't hold that in.
You can't hold that kind of stuff in.
That was nice. Very nicely done. Proud of you for that one. That was nicely done. I'm very proud of you for that one.
And on that burn.
Well done. Well done, joke. I mean, the delivery, the build-up, and the follow-through. Perfect.
Thank you.
Right
Thank
on the spot. That was nice. Greetings from Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania.
No, I know Mount Carmel. I think I've been there before. I feel like I have. I think there's a racetrack there. Correct me if I'm wrong there. But,
all right, we got any other songs, or is that it? We're pretty much at an hour, so.
We could very briefly do or save it for another episode. It's not Ghost, but there's that Tool song, Schism. That's a reference to the... we could probably... Let's tie that into a different episode. We'll tease it.
All right.
That's everybody's homework. Go look up the Tool song, Schism.
How does that go?
It's one of my favorites.
Is that the I Know the Pieces
Fit? Yes.
Yes.
That's the song, right? Okay.
Yes. Apparently that is a reference to the Great Schism in Freemasonry. That took place in 1877.
There was a Great Schism in Freemasonry.
Yeah, England. Grand Lodge of England. You know, the Grand Lodge of England.
Yeah, I know the Grand Lodge.
The ancients and the whatever, moderns.
That whole thing. I thought that was the Great Schism was the schism between Catholic and Protestant.
Well, that is one, but there was
in Freemasonry, it's the...
There was one, too?
Oh,
shit. Yeah. Is that where Clandys
The
came
ancients
from?
And the moderns. You've seen this. You've read about it before, no?
Potentially. I don't know.
Oh, wow. We could do a whole episode
on
that.
Yeah, let's do a whole episode on that and then bring the song into it.
All right.
Cool. How about that?
Dig it.
Actually...
Can you dig it?
Sucker. All right. Well, then in that case, I guess that wraps it up. Unless anybody else got anything else in the comments, then...
The only other thing that I had was I just wanted to shout out Brother Garrett, who kind of was the
Garrett,
the catalyst for this episode, because he actually reached out to us and told us, hey, you know, I know I talked a lot of smack about, you know, this guy Ghost. He's like, you know, he's not a Satanist necessarily. Like, he's actually a Mason. One of his friends confirmed for him. Tobias Forge is a brother, and there's actually a reference on the website for Svenska Frimurar Orden, whatever. It's the, you know, the sounds order like in me. Sweden. And it has his information on the page, so he's a member of that organization.
The TLB
so.
Podcast.
Yeah, who's the TLB podcast? Spell that out for us.
Yeah, what's TLB stand for?
The Little
drummer.
Bastards? I don't know.
The Little Bastards.
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
But no, TLB, let us know what that we could do some cross promotion for.
Their drummer, Danny Carey, is deep into the occult. Pretty sure his dad was a Mason, too. Sweet.
No racetrack in Mount Carmel. Okay, I was thinking of somewhere else in Pennsylvania. Carlisle, Pennsylvania. That's what
totally
I'm thinking of. Chrysler's at Carlisle.
Legitimate business.
Oh,
that's fucking awesome.
I like
totally,
my version
totally
better.
Legitimate business podcast. I dig it. Okay, that's cool.
Awesome.
I'll have to look it up.
Danny,
there's only one podcast champion, and that's right here, baby.
Yeah, he's got the belt to prove it.
I'm wearing it every time.
It's real and actual.
I might be the straw that stirs the drink. Somebody in a high-ranking official in the United States
government.
Border Patrol. Has dubbed me the straw that stirs the drink.
Speaking of which, I reached out to him a couple weeks ago just to see how he's doing down there. And,
it's a disaster.
It's probably,
He didn't, we talked, nonsense. He said, we'll talk, and then we never did. So yeah, he's probably
he's super busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out
but
to
anyway,
Art Del Cueto.
Art Del Cueto.
Look for him on Fox brother. Business News, One Nation. He's all over the place. If you
really?
Ever see.
He's still on there?
Oh,
he's
God, yeah.
Really?
He's on like at least once a week, I'd say. So if you ever see
we got to get him to get Trump to come up here with us so we can.
I think Trump's going to be a little bit busy for a while.
I'm just saying we should have him up here just so we can. It's bad. It's bad. I can't do a Trump voice.
You really can't. No.
No.
That's all right.
Danny is amazing. Never seen someone shred drums in a jersey like him.
Maybe he wears a hockey jersey. I don't know.
I don't know. What happened to the Liberty Ghost Hunter podcast? Haven't seen anything at all.
Pretty sure they still exist. They still.
I don't know if they do a podcast.
Oh, maybe they don't do the podcast anymore. Yeah, the organization still exists. They're
man, podcasting's a bitch.
It is.
Time out of your day when you're busy. I mean, we're all.
This
we
crap
were
is
on
not
hiatus.
Easy.
Well, we were on hiatus for a few reasons, but.
Life happens.
We lost somebody, so. But we're going to do a whole ode on that at some point. I know we're gonna. Do you want to tease it, Joe, about the ride for?
Yes, I actually have that up right now. That was going to be one of the things I wanted to discuss.
Go with it.
So coming up on July 20th, Saturday in Oakville, Connecticut, is the Ride for Dad, Fight for Life. It's a benefit put on by the Widow's Sons Paladins. It's a poker run that they're doing. For those that don't know. It's a motorcycle event where you start off at one location, Go to 3 or 4 different locations. You pick up a playing card on the way. And then when you get back to the clubhouse at the end, I guess whoever has the best hand wins whatever the prize is that day.
Smart.
But it's a fundraiser. All the proceeds are going directly to the Schofield family. For those that may have heard us talk about Right Worshipful Brother Chip Schofield in the past, unfortunately, we lost him just a little over a month ago. And that's and I know that that part shook of the most of us to our foundation.
Yeah, it hit the whole fraternity hard. Yeah,
really hard. So shout out to Jason Gadu and the Paladins that are putting together this event. I'll be helping them out. It's $30 to enter, so if you're in the greater Connecticut area and would like to participate, easiest thing to do is I'll post a flyer on the page. It'll include Jason's email. If you need to Facebook message us directly at the podcast page, we will get you the information that you need it. What I'm also going to post on the Freemasons podcast Facebook page is a link to Brother Chip and his family rode for is a fundraiser for Smilo Cancer Center here in Connecticut. Rays of Hope is their team, and the ride closer to free ride, which is a bicycle race, raises money for the Smilo Cancer Center. So if you'd like to buy a ticket, even if you're unable to attend, please reach out to me or Jason. Or if you'd like to make a donation on behalf instead of attending the event, I'll post a link to the Rays of Hope team on our Facebook page, and you can make a donation that way. Anything would be greatly appreciated. Brother Chip really meant a lot to not only the three of us, but the entire district and the entire Connecticut Freemason organization. And anything we can do to help his widows and children, his widow and his children that he left behind, we're going to do, because that's just what we do.
Yep. Sucks that we lost him.
Yeah.
He fought one hell of a fight, too. So.
Yep.
Right to the bitter end. But anyway, we'll talk more about that on another episode. I don't know if I really want to get upset about that right now. So, but anyway, for the free meal, I'm good. Are you guys good?
I'm good.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, sir. I think we did good. Hope you guys enjoyed this today, guys.
And we'll catch you next time. So for the Freemace Podcast, I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Have a good one, everyone.